Tomorrow is the anniversary of a critical turning point in the struggle against apartheid in South Africa. 25 years ago, thousands of black South African students started a peaceful protest against white minority rule in a township near Johannesburg called Soweto. The government responded with lethal force, and hundreds of protesters were killed. The incident became known as the Soweto Uprising. From Soweto, NPR's Kenneth Walker reports.
The protest began when 20,000 children in Soweto decided to march against government policy, forcing them to be taught in the apartheid language of Afrikaans.
This is all where it all happened, around the square.
Dr. Ntato Matlana stands where the march began. He recalls being in his office treating patients when he heard thousands of students pass his clinic. He tried to drive with the marchers, but their numbers so congested the road that he finally got out and walked. Almost as soon as he left his car, the trouble began.
The police then stopped the children, confronted them, and let loose police dogs onto these children. And that's when the trouble started, the shooting started.
What started as a peaceful march quickly escalated to a conflagration in more than 100 black townships in South Africa. More than 1,000 people, mostly children, were killed over the next 5 months. The protest took place when most black leaders were in prison or in exile. The vacuum was filled by a handful of adults like Dr. Matlana and Winnie Mandela, the wife of leader Nelson Mandela, who was in prison at the time. They founded a parents' committee to negotiate with the government after the protest began. That committee led to the formation of other organizations that became the heart of legal black opposition to apartheid, since most black organizations like the African National Congress, or ANC, were outlawed. But the students planned the protest secretly, Matlana says. Most adults, including parents and teachers, had no idea of their seething anger. Matlana, like many black South Africans, is convinced the protest were inspired by the civil rights struggle in the United States.
It is quite clear that African Americans, the spirit of you Americans who said to the white man, when I could take you on, the spirit of rebellion that said we can take on white power and destroy it. And I think the most important thing about it was a change in the mindset of black South Africans, who up to then had thought these bastards are so entrenched, there isn't much we can do.
South Africa's most internationally acclaimed photographer is Peter Magubane. Magubane's pictures of the Soweto uprising appeared around the world. This led to a government crackdown on media coverage of the protest and earned Magubane 500 days in a police solitary confinement cell. He returns to the Soweto school that produced the first fatality of that protest, a 14-year-old boy who became a national martyr.
This is a school where this Hector Peterson was gunned down here, outside here.
The history of this country changed that day.
The most immediate change was an international condemnation of the government response to the uprising, lending new visibility and credibility to the outlawed ANC. Many observers believe that led to an increasingly effective international sanctions drive. The ANC had virtually nothing to do with the Soweto uprising, but the organization did manage to exploit growing black anger at the bloodshed to organize an intensive campaign of resistance that made the black townships ungovernable. It also marked the beginning of the Free Nelson Mandela movement that resulted in the leader's release in 1990. South Africa's first democratic government was elected in 1994. Despite that, whites still control 90% of the South African economy, 87% of the land. Urban crime seems endemic, and an AIDS infection rate among the highest in the world threatens to rob many South African youth of their birthright. And that legacy is not what many South Africans expected from a black government they believed would change everything. Kenneth Walker, NPR News, Soweto.